Kentucky climate summary for the period July 2013. Below normal temperatures and well above normal rainfall. Cool temperatures and above normal rainfall made for a very unusual July across the Commonwealth. Based on averages, July is usually the warmest period of the year with highs normally in the mid to upper 80s and lows in the mid to upper 60s. This was not the case over the course of this past month as several unsettled periods of weather made for an unseasonably cool period. After the state's second warmest July on record in 2012, it was followed by the 12th coldest July on record in 2013. Putting this into perspective, this data goes all the way back to 1895. July was the first month since March of earlier this year that a below normal temperature departure was actually seen. Temperatures hovered in the upper 70s to low 80s for much of the month as numerous systems kept cloud cover overhead and limited daytime heating. The most significant period occurred over the last week of the month when a cold front passed through the state on the 23rd, followed by another on the 27th, acting to reinforce cool and dry air. Low temperatures dropped into the low to mid 50s in many locations, but some even dropped into the upper 40s. This was true in Henderson, Kentucky when the mercury dropped to 48 on the night of the 27th. Overall, the end of the month was so cool and dry. It felt more like September than the middle of the summer. There was really only one week during the middle of the month where it felt like it really was July. An upper-level ridge of high pressure ushered in very warm and moist air from the south. This made for the first true heat wave of the summer with temperatures hovering in the upper 80s to low 90s south and dew points in the low 70s. The heat index approached and at times exceeded 100 degrees during this period with livestock heat stress running high in the danger category for a good portion of the week. While it was a mostly cool July, it was also a wet one. The Bluegrass State averaged over 6 inches of rainfall for the second straight month. Most of this came during the first week as Kentucky was wedged between a upper-level low to the west and a Bermuda high to the east. Southerly flow ushered in tremendous amounts of moisture from the Gulf of Mexico and drenched the state. Over this week alone, the Commonwealth averaged over 3.5 inches of rainfall, which made up for nearly 80% of the state's normal rainfall for the month of July. This put a damper on 4th of July activities as most were washed out under light to moderate rainfall in central and bluegrass portions of the state. One highlight is that drought is non-existent across the state this year as Kentucky remains above normal for the year by nearly 4 inches. Temperatures for the period averaged 74 degrees across the state, which was 2 degrees cooler than normal. High temperatures averaged from 84 in the west to 83 in the east. Departure from normal high temperatures ranged from 5 degrees cooler than normal in the west to 4 degrees cooler than normal in the east. Low temperatures averaged from 66 degrees in the west to 65 degrees in the east. Departure from normal low temperature ranged from 1 degree cooler than normal in the west to 2 degrees warmer than normal in the east. The extreme high temperature for the period was 96 at Cape Girardeau and the extreme low was 48 at Henderson. Precipitation for the period totaled 6.16 inches statewide, which was 1.81 inches above normal and 142% of normal. Precipitation totals by climate division, west 4.65 inches, central 7.30 inches, bluegrass 6.62 inches and east 6.06 inches, which was 0.41, 2.92, 2.36 and 1.56 inches above normal. By station, precipitation totals ranged from a low of 0.94 inches at Cape Girardeau to a high of 13.28 inches at Russellville. Detailed weather information is available in your county Precision Agriculture, Lawn and Garden Weather Forecast.